You're preoccupied.
Anne reacted, springing to her feet, the brace of pistols out and sweeping the shadows.
Show yourself.
A man stepped from the shadows to her right. He was black, a little over 6 feet tall. His hair was in the style of curled locks, and he was clean-shaven. His brown eyes were calm and powerful in their serenity. He wore European clothing, a white linen tunic, dark blue vest, dark breeches and boots. At his belt was a sheathed adder, an elongated leaf-shaped sword favored by the Yoruba. A leather bandolier and three cross-holstered flintlock pistols of differing size was draped across his broad chest. A pair of muskets were slung over the man's shoulder, along with a knapsack and several cured water skins.
You won't need the pistols. I'm here to help you. How old are you?
Well, aren't you a rude one? I'm old enough. I'm 23.
She was lying.
Why?
You look closer to 19. I understand from Titus you are setting off shortly for the interior. You need a guide, and no one knows this land better than I do, I assure you. I was born here. I speak all the local dialects fluently.
You don't talk like a local. You work with the slavers.
No. I've been a slave before, several times actually. No, I picked up your language during my time in your part of the world. I enjoy traveling. Until a few days ago, I was serving on the Hopewell.
She's a good ship. Why are you coming ashore now?
We arrived 2 days ago. This may sound a bit strange, but I heard about what you did in the marketplace today. Very brave. Very stupid, but very brave. A person who would do such a thing, she may be worth following to see what brave, stupid thing she does next.
Titus will vouch for you.
Yes.
Nothing else seemed to be forthcoming. Anne took the man's measure for a long time, then thrust out a hand.
Then welcome to the expedition. Anne Bonny. What do you go by?
Around here, they know me as Adu Oginaye.
We need bearers, Adu. There's coin here to hire them, as well as some funds for yourself. You say you know the region well. Can you find us good folk to undertake the job for us?
Oh, yes. I know several people. Very trustworthy and loyal. Planning on carting off a bit of African gold, aren't you?
I am indeed. You have a problem with that?
Oh, no. It seems to be something you Europeans are very good at. I will tell you, however, you're going to need more than a quick draw and cockiness to make it through the interior.
This is my last run. I've cheated the hangman's noose, I've raged and roared and adventured, and I intend to retire a very wealthy woman, a lady even. Enough money will wash off the stink of being piss poor. Hell, it even washes off blood.
You cannot wash off who you truly are.
He turned and disappeared into the darkness of the street. His voice lingered a moment longer.
This land will help you discover that. All preparations shall be ready in 2 days' time, Anne Bonny. I bid you good night.
This one was trouble. She had no idea why she had invited him along. She went back to admiring the stars. Still frozen, still beautiful, and pure. A drunk tumbled out the door, landing in a disheveled heap a few feet from her. The man blinked a few times, his eyes finally focusing on her.
Well, well, the night's not a complete loss, is it, love? Aren't you a bit of a bushel bubby, then? Let's get you around back and have a go at the goat's jig, darling.
The drunk was getting up. He drew a chivy, a thin, sharp dirk, from under his coat as he did. His eyes were unfocused, but what Anne saw there was clear enough. Anne's hand dropped to the hilt of a machete.
Aye. Let's have a go.
So much for the stars.